The Black Caps have enjoyed the best possible warm-up to the World Test Championship final by scoring a rare series victory in England. New Zealand crushed England by 8 wickets in the second and final test at Edgbaston to seal a 1-0 series win after chasing down a target of 38 runs on the fourth day at Edgbaston. The result meant New Zealand, who thoroughly outplayed the hosts in the match, secured a first test series win in England since 1999 and only their third overall in the country. It also moved them to the top of the World Test rankings. There were 6 changes to the side that drew the first test, with captain Kane Williamson and wicketkeeper BJ Watling both out with injuries. Stand-in captain Tom Latham spoke to the media after the win and says he remembers as a youngster how tough it was to win in England.
Yeah, absolutely. I certainly remember staying up late and watching teams come over to England and other teams for that matter to come over to England and play test match cricket, to play at Lord's, to play at these iconic grounds, and for us to come here and put a performance on the board that was true to us, was really important for that result. And for us it was about just trying to do what we do really well, and I thought we did that fantastically well over the 4 days. So as you said, it's been well documented. 99 was the last time that we won here, and we have been here a couple of times over recent years, and haven't quite got the rewards we wanted. But for us to come here and play a good brand of cricket was outstanding, and certainly an achievement that's worth celebrating.
A lot of past players have come over and not won a series in England. I mean, what's the bigger prize for you? A Test series win in England or a World Test Championship final?
Both sounds pretty good. From our point of view, it was about coming here and focusing on these first 2 Test matches against England and trying to continue doing what we've been doing over a couple of years now. And I thought we did that really well over the 2 Test matches. And now that we've ticked that one off, it's important that our focus shifts to India in a couple of days.
Matt Henry, probably he may not have expected to play at all on this tour with so much bowling there, but just a word on him and coming through for a man of the match performance.
Yeah, he was fantastic. Obviously, we've got a bigger group. That's the first time that we've had a bigger group. And, through a mixture of injuries and a mixture of guys being rested for next week, those guys that came in, certainly took their opportunity. And Matt was certainly one of them, a guy that's been with the group for a long period of time and probably hasn't necessarily got the game time that he wanted. But for him to come in there and put a performance on the board, that was really important, especially the work that he did yesterday with that new ball. It was fantastic. So the whole group is certainly very delighted for him.
And can I just get a read on your confidence that you're going to have a full squad to choose from at Southampton, particularly Kane and BJ? How are they both travelling?
Yeah, I think they're travelling reasonably well. I think it was important for them to get a little bit of rest in order for them to be fully fit heading into next week. So I'm sure they'll go through all the fitness testing protocols that they need to go to over the coming days in order for them to be ready to go for next week. So, fingers crossed we'll have a fully fit squad.
Stanton captain Tom Latham speaking to the media. New Zealand will enjoy an extra day's rest before they take on India in the ICC World Test Championship final, starting in Southampton on Friday night. India and New Zealand will be crowned joint winners in case of a draw or a tie.